A project elevator has no loyalties but to gravity. Sometimes I keep pressing the top floor button on the elevator when it works, hoping that it will break through the shaft, roof, and sky, hoping that it will land this piss-stained box of audacity somewhere at least safe. How ironic to hope that something as unsafe as a project elevator might know the way to safety. How unlike reality and so like a dream. People think dreams don't exist here, but they're wrong. This place is a graveyard of dreams. Dreams come here all the time, pop up in the strangest of places, because they are more malleable here than anywhere else in the world. Here, I must dream of grass. I must fantasize about safety. Sometimes I keep pressing the top floor button on the elevator when it works, hoping that it will break through the shaft, roof, and sky, hoping that it will land this grease-stained box of audacity somewhere at least fantastic. I could care less about reality. Keeping it real is a mantra for pretenders. Reality is a cold, backstabbing set of headlights to a deer thinking it's made the big time. Show me someplace where the police come when you call, and the only unwanted bug in your home is the flu, and let me worship in the church of unreality. Let me swing my smoky canteen of blessings down the aisle, leading the choir in a hymn of wishes for love that doesn't know how to make a fist. Let me baptize myself and swim in the ether of the whispering lust of broken prostitutes and do something unreal in someplace unreal, like raking leaves in a backyard with grass and everything. A project elevator has no loyalties but to gravity. And no matter how hard I press that top button, pounding it and pounding it as the box wheezes and shudders to its inevitable limit, no matter how many times I take a butter knife to the greasy metal of the panel and scratch the word freedom next to that button that I know stops at 17 over and over again, I still think one day when the elevator bothers to work, when the ancient chicken smell no longer moors me to your insipid realities, that it might keep going, that it might still be possible to escape.